Hey everyone, welcome to Entrepreneurship by Design with Dr. C. I'm your host, Dr. Caroline, and thank you so much for joining us today. Entrepreneurship looks different for everyone. How and why we start our business, challenges that occur, pivots we have to make, success we achieve, all while life is happening. That's why I love sharing these inspiring entrepreneurs with you and shed light that there's enough room for everyone to succeed and thrive, even if you're in the same industry. I am so excited today because I have Kelly with me, and Kelly Chu is a motivational speaker and mindset coach living in Los Angeles, California. After surviving a traumatic car accident that left her with severe permanent injuries, she is now on a mission to share her story and the lessons she's learned throughout her tough recovery. By doing so, she hopes to motivate others to embrace life's plot twists and, more importantly, to embrace authenticity. Her coaching program, Limitless Living, she helps women with health impacts reclaim their confidence and purpose so they can live each day without limits. Thank you so much for being here today, Kelly.
Yes, thank you for having me. I'm so excited.
Absolutely. I'm excited to have you and just to share your journey. But if you could just take us through your journey, I know you've been through so much and we'll dive deeper into it, but if you can kind of just give us an overview of everything you've experienced and have been through to get to today.
Yeah, of course. So I was in like you said, a really bad accident, a car accident when I was studying abroad in Australia. I was 21 years old at the time. And so I was in college going to school for performing arts and theater. That was always what I studied. But I couldn't finish my program, unfortunately, because I was in that car accident that happened, I think, the third month. And I just couldn't continue. From there, I had, 11 surgeries total. And I had to withdraw from school and go back to here, California, to finish up therapy and more surgeries. So after that, it was sort of like, I suffered a lot of traumatic injuries and permanent injuries, specifically to my hands. They basically had to reconstruct both hands. But, it was a tough recovery and I had to figure out what this all meant, basically, and what's my life going to look like now? It was totally my life was turned upside down. I was it was just unexpected. So I had so many questions and I dealt with a lot of emotions as well. So it's sort of from there, I was thinking and questioning my life and what I wanted to do. And and so at that time, I was trying to get some help reaching out to others who were going through similar experiences as me, mm-hmm. But there was just not what I was hoping for. Social media wasn't as huge as it is now. Mm-hmm. This was 12 years ago. So those different platforms, they were all kind of, different, and it was very hard to find, especially women my age. So I, that's what I was hoping for, some sort of sense of community. But it was really difficult. So I just sort of, met a few people here and there that helped, but then also took it upon myself to heal, really, to find out how I can, adjust to this new lifestyle and, understand my injuries, understand my path. And I really, from there, I wanted to help, or I thought about the other women out there who were going through similar situations, but who were not, prominently known, or I couldn't find them. So for me, it was a good release to write about my experiences and also create sort of a blog to, I guess, this whole portal for a woman to come to and relate and, communicate, if so, and on the same level, or just tell each other's stories and learn about each other's stories, and from there create a community. And that's what I was hoping for. So I just kept on writing and writing different entries on my blog just about my living. It's called Living After Surviving. So I was just, that's my insights of surviving and whatnot. So that happened. And then it was sort of the idea of turning it into now speaking, how can I maybe I'll write about this, but now maybe I want to do more speaking about, you know, my telling my story. And so during, especially during the pandemic, I had all this time to like think of how I was going to do that. So I started with, you know, and everything was on virtually at the time. And so I started with podcasts, kind of getting used to telling my story because I'd never really done that before. And it was sort of a great release for me, but just to like share what I've been through and hope that, you know, people were listening and getting some value out of it. So I just kept on doing a bunch of podcasts first, and then a lot of different virtual gigs online, conferences. I sort of reached out and then they asked me to be, you know, a guest speaker. So I, from there, I was doing that, just like telling my story again and kind of the lessons I've learned throughout my recovery. And then like I was, you know, during those, a few of those speaking gigs, I was sort of really, I was relating to the different women and hearing different stories, and they're asking me questions. And I was like, wow, this is really nice to be able to connect and to really relate and help them and give them value in any way I can. So I was thinking, okay, well, why don't I do coaching now? why don't I coach women? And, you know, I felt like there was a real need for it too, especially women specifically like me who've been through health impacts, health challenges, really, and kind of having the their world turn upside down from an unexpected event and or what I like to call a plot twist that we're not prepared for, really, and how to get back on the horse, you know, afterwards, how to, you know, regain our confidence and move forward in a healthy, healing way. So I was, that's what I was working on. I was working on this program for women going through that, from past health challenges or current health challenges, and kind of like having them, you know, figure out what this all meant to them, their own specific health injury, health condition, and turning it into positive thing, like having it, using it to their advantage, and creating better habits, healthier habits from it, and a routine, and to kind of, you know, feel the need to fulfill their dreams and their goals. You know, that it, you know, when you have health impacts or health challenges, that doesn't mean it's the end. It doesn't mean that, you know, you can't do what you originally wanted to do. You know, it may look a little different. So that's what I wanted to help them with. It's just kind of how to handle that and how to create something beautiful out of it instead of just, you know, making it something, making it a hardship and a negative thing, I guess, forever. So yeah.
You have. I was just going to say, you have had quite the journey and experience, but it seems like things just kind of like, after doing a certain thing, like with the blogging and then moving into speaking, like all these things gradually just like kind of unfolded. Were there any like roadblocks with that? Or do you feel like it was kind of seamless of each step that you started growing in different directions, like for business, but also getting your story out there?
Yeah, I think, I don't know. I mean, I think in general, it's just tough to get your message out there. I mean, having people, I guess, listen and really like spend the time to connect. Cause I know that everyone's busy, but as like from an entrepreneur standpoint, I just kept on like, this is really, really what I wanted, especially with like me speaking. And there were so many events and so many people wanting to speak and telling their stories, which is great. But there was a little competition there. And so I just kept on, you know, throwing darts and emailing and kept on like messaging people and, you know, and making sure that I had, you know, not only my story to tell, but some value in it and how, you know, what makes me different and what I can bring to the table, basically. So yeah, I think that was tough to kind of like, you know, and there's people that, you know, were listening to me and hearing me out, but then I wouldn't hear from them and then they would kind of disappear on me. And, you know, so there was those sort of challenges too. And then it kind of like internally brought me down. I'm like, oh, well, maybe, I don't know if my story is good enough or if it's valuable enough. And like, it's just challenging to even think like I could create something out of this. And, you know, and that also was sort of me dealing still with the accident itself and that being a huge roadblock for me. So, yeah.
Absolutely. Because it's not just like it was one little thing that happened. It was a severe permanent damage that had happened from the accident, but persevering through that, because a lot of times people might give up or feel like, okay, it's just too much of energy to get through this, but you persevered. You told the story, and it's a very therapeutic, like, healing process, correct me if I'm wrong, of like telling your story, of just also helping others too. It gives permission for others to hear your story and know that they're not alone. It might not be exactly the same situation, but knowing that they're not alone. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's the thing, is that when I was trying to find my own community, I felt so alone, and especially being so young and like no one really, like I asked some of my doctors or my occupational therapist if they had any groups or people who I could connect with. And they were, you know, they suggested a few, but they weren't, I mean, there wasn't an exact story, I guess I should say. It was very different, but it was, yeah, I don't know. I was just really, I felt still alone, just not being able to meet people who were willing to open up to me, which was totally understandable, you know. And but I was just trying to find those people. But and that's why I wanted to, that feeling of being alone, like I knew that there were people out there. And so I just wanted to, that was like why I created my blog in the first place. And then continuing to do speaking and now coaching, like I just, by me telling my story, I hope will allow or let people know that they're not alone. So, it, you know, if I can do that, then yeah, that's like the number one thing I want, my goal.
It's an amazing goal. And speaking of speaking engagements, I know you recently just did a TED Talk.
Yes, I did TEDx Talk. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was unexpected. Yeah. I was just trying again to reach out to these speaking engagements. And then a TED Talk, of course, was on my bucket list. And I was like, okay, well, maybe I'll apply and see what happens. And then I ended up getting it. And, you know, it was really right up my alley. Like the theme was breaking barriers. So I just, you know, I thought of like, of course, my story, but what else can I come up with? You know, breaking off the norms of society and how I, you know, me myself and my car accident, how I did that personally and how I can, you know, tell people how they can do that in their own lives. And also just the fact of, you know, it's about being unique. Like, you know, for me, it's these are my superpowers in a way. My TED Talk is called Recognizing and Owning Your Superpower. And that's really what the main message is, to whatever you're going through, is to really embrace it. And, you know, different techniques that I share, practices that you're able to do that in a very positive, healing way into the society. And society has so many different, you know, brings a lot of barriers that are upon us every day. And I think it's important to remind ourselves that that's not the norm. Like you don't, that you're on your own timeline, you're on your own journey, and you should be proud of your own journey and who you are and what made you who you are today. So yeah, that's basically what my TEDx talk was about.
Awesome. Well, we'll definitely have to link that below so people can watch it. Because I know it's live now, right? It's
live. Yes, it is.
But with that being said, speaking of barriers, what have been some of the barriers that when you started doing these speaking engagements and moving into coaching that you might have experienced that somebody else may be experiencing too, but how did you break that barrier?
I think the biggest thing was, I mean, I kind of said this before, but like people who, like you just don't hear from people. Like it seems like it's going to go through or whatever, whatever, you know, who you're communicating with, whether it be an event or even like a client, and then it just doesn't, you know, happen. You know, you don't, it's not like, it seems like it's going to go that way, but it just falls through, I think that's like the toughest thing to cut. I think mentally that just as an entrepreneur that gets to you as in like, oh man, like that's like, this is, yeah, this is part of it, but it still hurts. And it's still, you know, you just feel like you have to get back up again multiple times, and you kind of look internally like, what am I doing wrong? Or maybe I'm not good enough, or yeah, like maybe this is not, there's maybe I'm not useful in a way, or what I provide. So there's a lot of those overthinking thoughts that I've had. And it's, I think that's like the most challenging, is just to kind of like, I don't know, just like, don't even allow those inner thoughts, that self negative talk, to get in the way of the actual goal or your path. And to really, and rely on that or believe that, actually, you know, those are what brings up like limiting beliefs. And I just, you know, that's always been a tough one for me. And then it kind of brings down my confidence as a speaker, as a coach. Right. So, I think it's always kind of focusing on, you know, turning that around or ignoring that and just kind of going on to the next step. Like, let's move on. If they're going to say no, if they're not ready, you know, this is maybe not the right timing. Maybe I'm not the right fit for them, and that's fine. Mm-hmm. Let's just move on from it. So I think it's sort of that challenge of acknowledging it, not allowing it to consume you, and then accepting it, and then like just moving on. let's go on to the next event, or let's like, you know, find another client who may be, you know, wanting to need my services, you know, more. So yeah.
Yeah, you're right. It's about that acknowledgement, because there's going to be thoughts that ruminate in our head sometimes, but it's not allowing it to take space where it's preventing us from moving forward, from getting the next client that is the right fit. And it might have nothing to do with you. It's just the timing, or it's just not the right client or not the right speaking engagement. But that's at least what I'm hearing from you too. It's like pushing past that negativity or the limiting beliefs. And we'll definitely talk about that, because I know you're a mindset coach. But it's really important of just understanding too, the mind is so powerful. So if you focus in on all those negativity, like the negative thoughts, all the negativity that's around you, maybe just being able to cut it out and focusing, like having tunnel vision of, okay, this is what's happening. It's kind of like, there's this video I saw on YouTube, and my therapist actually told me to watch it. But it's about ACT, which is acceptance commitment therapy. Mm-hmm. And there's like this bus driver, and he's going, and like he allows, it's like part of it's allowing all the other chatter that's happening in the back of the bus to allow them to like not follow his dreams or his goals. And then when he like allows it to stop, he like, and just not ignore it, he acknowledges, okay, there's a lot of noise, but I'm not going to listen to it. It's almost like, hey, okay, like partnering with it, like, hey, I hear you, I see you, but right. I'm not going to believe it. I'm not going to allow it to change direction. So it's just kind of like made me think of that when you were saying that, because it is, it's like, okay, I acknowledge that you're here. Great. Yeah. I'm still going full force, yeah. Even when the confidence starts to go down, or because we all have that, like the capacities are different, but being able to recognize that too, I think is so powerful. And you being able to push through that too, and helping your clients with that. But I'm curious, because I know you do a lot of coaching, what has been a recent success story that you've had where somebody was having those limiting beliefs, and really just diving more into your coaching as well?
Yeah, sure. So I think recently, one client had just, you know, was dealing with a lot of anxiety. And that's definitely something, yeah, I mean, it's very like common, and just for me, like being, getting into my own journey, from the accident, and just my whole, yeah, entire, I don't know, just thoughts with that, and those anxious feelings of like looking ahead, looking into the future of like, what is going to happen now, or what, you know, or are my plans going to pan out? And what if it happens? What if it doesn't? What if I become a failure? You know, all those thoughts. So I think one of the main things that she dealt with was, you know, being a failure, basically. And she was just anxious about her own surroundings and her, her herself. So, you know, what I was telling her, I mean, just very briefly, is that, you know, you can't, I guess it's like a piggyback of what we were talking about, but like, it's just those anxious feelings. Yes, we have to acknowledge them. We don't want to ignore them. We have to work through them, but it only takes, you only have to do it day by day, or take it day by day, and kind of have that perspective of not looking ahead. You know, being in the unknown, really. And that's what I dealt with a lot too, but just being in the unknown is not something we have no power over that. So let's focus on what we can control versus what we cannot control. And for me, I was telling her to take it day by day. And she was actually having I was kind of going through her the days and coming up with a specific routine. And she, you know, she was figuring out, okay, I'm going to figure out a task for today, and let me just go on a walk or something simple. Whenever those anxious feelings come up, it's kind of like she was challenging them back. I was teaching her to challenge them back, and through taking some action steps. And so for her was taking a walk, and taking a walk and just focusing on the walk, being present and, you know, using all your five senses to really stay focused on the day and that you're living in presently, instead of looking ahead. There is no yesterday. There is no tomorrow. Let's just focus on today. So she was taking a walk. She was also, what helped her was speaking to her friends and family. And that was something that, you know, I don't want to go too much deep into it, but she was struggling with, internally. It was, you know, just talking about her anxious feelings or talking about what she was feeling in general on a day-to-day basis. But I thought it would be helpful for her to begin those conversations and kind of go deep with it. And so it really helped her to get to allow them to know as well what she was dealing with, and kind of, because I think environment is important. Mm-hmm. And she was creating that for herself, just a better, well, one, for a routine, and then just a better environment, a living environment where she was able to have the support that she needs. And so she now had some conversations with her close friends and family, and she's just, you know, was ecstatic about kind of how the environment and the energy changed around her. Mm-hmm. Just those simple things. It just takes those simple tasks, those simple steps, and just, you know, focusing it on the day, like the day by day. So yeah, that was the biggest recent thing that happened.
Well, thank you for sharing that. And I do think it's so crazy how much one small tweak can make such an impact, and we don't even realize it in the moment, but I love that you're focusing on the present. Don't focus on yesterday, what's happened. Don't focus on the future. Focus on right now. What can you do right now that's going to allow you to feel better, but also helping her use that voice that she has of sharing with the people closest to her in that environment to create a better environment. Because a lot of times, if we stay in that mindset, it's going to impact us, and it's going to impact everyone around us as well. And I think that's really what it comes down to, taking that step back and looking and reevaluating. And that's exactly what you do with your clients. And I know you recently launched a coaching program. Is that similar to what you do with one-to-one, or is that a little bit different? If you could share with us your coaching program.
Yeah, it's basically that. My one-to-one is Limitless Living Program. It's my signature program. Mm-hmm. And it's basically 8 weeks of helping women with health challenges, conditions, injuries, big or small, kind of regain their confidence and their purpose, and kind of reevaluate their goals, and making sure that they are able to, you know, get rid of those negative, those negative thoughts, limiting beliefs, so that they can move forward and live up to their potential, basically. And yeah, live a limitless life, basically. So yeah, that's just 8 weeks of different module lessons that I've created just based on what I've been through, especially, I guess one is like warrior mentality, kind of positioning yourself first and as a warrior, and using what you've been through or what you have now and to your advantage and kind of going full force with it. So that's one thing. But yeah, that's my signature program that I'm very proud of.
Yes, absolutely. And that's why I wanted to highlight it too, because I love the warrior mentality of just like being able to position yourself and really fighting through all the things that might be coming at you with, especially when your health is at jeopardy or you've gone through something that's impacting it, because that is going to impact everything else. Because I believe the mind and body are so connected, and being able to power through that. And I'm curious, because I know we've touched a little bit on it, what has been that driving force for you throughout everything that you had to go through back when you were 21, when everything happened, that car accident, and to today? What's been that driving force?
There's so many different types. Really embracing my journey and my authentic, I mean, okay, so I think the one, well, since my, you know, I was physically hurt and my hands were really injured, you know, I saw my hand, or I continue to see my hand every day, and my injury every day, my condition every day. So, and as, along with my scars all over my body. So I think when I have that in my face, you know, I didn't want to, you know, I used to hide it all. I used to be so embarrassed. I used to feel very self-conscious of all my scars and my hands. And, you know, my hand is very limited now. So there's certain things that I do differently or slower. And that was always a reminder, you know, every time, every day, of what had happened. And rather than, you know, it was at the point where I was hiding it so much that I was so exhausted of not being myself. This, you know, and it slowly turned into me realizing that, you know, this is part of me now. This is, it's physically, my body has changed, and this is who I am now. And I can't hide anymore, because I was creating my own misery in a way. And so that was a driving force of seeing what I have, what, you know, my scars and my hands, my abilities, and how I can use it to, I mean, like I said, to use it as my, to in my advantage of really seeing it as being unique, seeing it as my driving force of like, no, this is who I am. I want to live an authentic life, and this is me being authentic. And looking at every day, it's just like, I know, you know, now like my purpose is to help other women and to other people going through similar situations who have like scars or who have injuries or who have, or dealing with internal, you know, mental barriers. It's my driving force to be able to be this vessel now and to really speak upon what I've been through and my own story, and just being like proud of it, so that I can reflect somehow to other people, that they too can do the same thing with their own challenges.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely. What a profound answer. I appreciate that. I really do. And I think a lot of people listening too that have gone through something similar can really relate, and allowing them to give themselves permission to do the same, of really just owning their stories, because I think every story has such purpose and can have such an impact if we allow it to. But with starting your journey of entrepreneurship, just kind of touch back on it, what are maybe two or three tips you could give somebody who's starting out on a similar journey with mindset coaching or just needing an entrepreneur world at all? But what are two to three tips that you could give us today?
Let's see. One is to find your people. Is to find, like we said, environment's important, and being an entrepreneur is just the toughest road to be on. And it's a very lonely road. So to meet people who are like-minded, who have, you know, that same entrepreneur journey or a different journey, but to keep in contact with them and keep them in your circle, because Like I said, it's a lonely journey, and you need that support. You need that, like, whatever it is, if you need to vent or if you have questions, you need people to lean on in a way, to keep on moving, to keep on going with your entrepreneur journey and not just stopping altogether. So yeah, certainly those people, those like-minded people. I think just not being, I mean, easier said than done, but just not being scared to if you have an idea, a concept, or, you know, a program that you want to create, whatever you want to create, just to get it out there and not feel like it needs to be perfect. Don't feel like, or like have those, again, those limiting beliefs or thoughts, like it's going to fail, whatever. Like if you have your focus on your, if you focus on your why and your purpose, why you're doing what you're doing, and just sharing it and seeing what happens, like you never know what's going to happen. So just do it. and don't be, it's just easier said than done. And I'm still struggling with this, but like, you know, social media especially is pretty scary, but it is a valuable platform to basically, you know, show what you got, like show your creation. And you, cause you never know what's going to happen. And if, you know, if it's the worst outcome, then it's a learning experience. It's not a worse outcome at all. It's just, it's something that you've learned from. Maybe you are going to tweak something, for next time, but like, just keep putting out your stuff because you just, you have no idea like how it will go or what it will attract. And also like just everyone is unique. So share that with the world. Cause you know, that's what makes you, again, that's your superpower and that's what makes you different from other people. So why not share it? And I'm sure like, you know, making people feel less alone and having value for others. It's you never know.
Those were good. Take note, people. Rewatch it. I've been so enjoying this conversation, Kelly. I feel like you have gone through so much, but you are such a bright light and I so appreciate that. I'm sure everyone listening too, but we're going to jump into the rapid fire questions if you're ready for them.
Okay. Yeah, I'm ready.
The first question is, who is your hero?
I have a few, but I want to say that I think I've always said this, but the biggest hero I have is my doctor. you know, they saved my life. They gave me kind of like a second chance and a whole new journey for me that I didn't know that was, you know, I didn't really see it as a special thing back then, but now I do. So I'm just super grateful and thankful for that. But then of course there are my go-to heroes, or you know, my long-term heroes are, of course, is my mom and my dad, who are always there for me. So they're like my first heroes. But yeah, those are probably my three of them.
Those are important. Two that gave you life and one that brought you to life of this new journey.
Yes. Yes. What a great way to say it.
Sometimes they come to me. I know I kind of already asked you this, but what motivates you to work smarter?
Work smarter. Work smarter. I think, I think just doing the best I can, if that's an answer. Like, I was going to say, like, just doing research and, you know, doing all of that homework stuff. But then at the end of the day, realizing, like, don't put it, like, to avoid putting so much stress on, like, working harder. What's the best way? What's the, you know, the most valuable way, what will work, what's going to be successful. Like, instead of thinking that, just like consuming as much knowledge as you can, but then also at the end of the day, just doing your best with it. Mm-hmm. And that's really what you can really ask for from yourself. That's it.
Those are wise words. I think that's important to remember. So you're already kind of like superhero, maybe not like identified, but I think so. But if you were a superhero, what would be your power or powers?
I really would love to fly. Mm-hmm. I think that would be amazing just because like I love to travel. And I'm actually like, I live away from home. So it'd just be like so useful to just go there quickly to fly or fly anywhere, basically.
No, I mean, that's a good one. That's important. You beat all the traffic, you can just fly there, get to see everything. Sounds beautiful. So if you could share a meal with any four individuals, living or dead, who would they be?
I would say Oprah.
Okay. Yeah. She's a good one.
It's like a tie between, like, I mean, I want to see them both, but Barack Obama or Michelle Obama.
They're like a package deal.
Yeah. Robin Williams. Mm. I think. I don't know, he was just super talented and just like had a mind that I would love to, yeah, to look into and get insights from. But, and then, gosh, what was the other one? Four of them? Okay, let's see.
I know, it's a hard one.
I know, there's so many. I had one. No, I forgot. let's see. Oh, I think it was Meryl Streep.
Good choice. That'd be a fabulous meal. Great conversations.
Yeah, definitely.
So what is the most daring thing you've ever done?
Daring thing. I did two pageants as a teenager, and that was scary and such a experience, but it was, you know, at the time me putting myself out there, like knowing, you know, what to say and also like, you know, being in a swimsuit, or it was just so scary at the time. And, you know, as a teenager, you don't really know what's going to happen, or you put a lot of pressure on yourself. So I think that was the most daring thing, but I wanted to try. I wanted to see what would happen for myself, to like, just to build up my self-esteem, or to, you know, again, like I come from like a creative performer background, you know, in the theater. So I wanted, that's also a reason why I wanted to do it, just to like put myself out there. So I think that was the most daring thing. Yeah. To say.
It's very daring. I don't know if I could do it, but more power to you, especially at that age too. I think that's really imperative, just building that confidence, because there's a lot of confidence building in the pageantry world from what I've heard. I have a lot of friends that are in it, but I think it's really, it can really build your confidence.
Yeah, definitely. I learned a lot from it.
And what is your favorite family recipe, whether it's traditional or you like making it together as a family?
I would say like during the holidays, Lacey crisp cookies, you know, is a big one. It's very simple, but like, I think that's one, like, it's just all the desserts, I guess. I love baking. So, Lacey crisp cookies. And then my mom always makes this wine cake that's very unique, and very tasty. So I think those two, yeah, are just like the top winners of like, I always look forward to those every year.
Oh, those sound good. Making me hungry. I'm like, I want dessert. So what's one thing that instantly can make your day better? If it's just not going the way you want it to, what makes it better?
I think just getting out and being with nature, getting away from technology, but just taking, you know, as simple as taking a walk or going on a hike. I love being outdoors, and I think it's just a great way to connect with you know, nature, but the world itself and me and yeah, internally and mentally, just being again, like present and really, yeah, like being grounded again. I know it's like, I can get easily caught up with a lot of different things with work and technology especially. So I love just having, you know, just being able to go out and smell the fresh air, look out in the sky, you know, something simple like that, just to like ground myself.
Nature is a big one. Yeah. Definitely. Scientifically, I feel like there's so much research of how it really does help you. But what is, if you're not working, you don't have any clients, you have the day to yourself, what's your favorite way to spend your day off?
Oh, nice. I love to just go out with friends or see my family. I'm a big, you know, family oriented person. I have nephews and nieces. So, yeah, just like a good old like conversation with my closest friend or family member. And that too really grounds me. So I think just spending that time off, I love to do that. Another thing is like, I love to like either do yoga or I got into boxing recently too. So that's really nice to just like a stress reliever. Oh, yeah. Yeah, those main things I love. Or even like also just like seeking out the best brunch place or coffee. I love coffee. So like coffee dates are great.
Yes. Yeah. You're speaking my language. I've been enjoying this conversation, Kelly. I just so appreciate you being so transparent and honest with your experience and just everything that drives you to really help get your message out there, but helping so many people in that process is what it's about. And that's what I love. But where can people find you, hire you? We'll link everything below, but if you could let us know too.
Yeah. So my website is kellychu.com. That has everything with my coaching, my speaking, and just, you know, getting to know me. And then I'm really huge on, or not huge on, but like I'm mostly on Instagram. Mm-hmm. So my handle, I know you're probably going to link it, but it's Kelly Chu. That's what it is. So those two main outlets, for sure you can find me.
Perfect. We'll definitely link that so everyone can follow you and just hear more about your story and see all the beautiful pictures you post and everything else that you're up to. Again, Kelly, thank you so much for coming on. Make sure to like, subscribe, comment below. What was the biggest takeaway from Kelly? I'm sure she would love to see it as well, and we'll link it below.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. And we'll see you on the next video.